The dog walk. There was a man once who took his dog out, tied the dog up on a lead before they left the house, put on a long dark overcoat, and went around following his shadow. They walked around the estate. The man looked as if he was kind of lost. There was nobody for him to talk to, except himself. He did that, and kept fiddling with his iPhone all the way, until suddenly the man stopped. He looked down onto his iPhone and he saw a message that had been sent to him from Wicklow in Ireland. He looked at it a few times and he thought, I suppose I'd better do something then. And that's how this audiobook came about. Yeah, my good friend, Tim Nelligan. Well, I've never met face to face, but I've had an awful lot of contact with him. Sent me a message saying that he was looking forward to listening to me walking the dog. Don't know why he'd ever be interested in me walking the dog, but I suppose it's something to do with me emptying my mind, because this is all a very, very, like pouring water out of a bucket, you know. You just have to. You'll never get any new water into a bucket unless you pour the old water out. So, and you certainly won't get any more stuff into this bin that I'm faced with here outside one of my neighbour's houses. My God, if there were foxes here, they'd have a feast. The bins are overflowing. Yeah. The little dog is pulling me a little bit now. Pulling me. Come on, Rocky. Oh, he's just attracted by the sound of distant mastiffs baying. I always think of Sherlock Holmes and the Hound of the Baskervilles whenever I hear of dogs barking in the distance at night. Very evocative story. Especially, I probably read it when I was about 15 or 16. Oh dear. There's a rock. Now Rocky. Rocky's the dog. The rock is a very fine piece of stone which one of my neighbours got from the builders. Oh, I can almost smell the fresh grass that was cut today. Almost smell it. I can't. And I tell you something. I certainly can't see any stars in the sky. There'll be no International Space Station tonight. No. Wicklow man, there's nothing out here at all. Except cloud cover. And that fella in the long, dark coat. Walking in between the shadows of the branches of the trees. I suppose you could call this sinister, really. Got this kind of orangey light off the street lamps on this estate, coming through trees. Every sensible person's gone to bed. The only things up are the plants and myself and Rocky. Oh, the worms are up too, yeah. The worms are up. My God, the worms are having a great time these days, aren't they? Yeah, not a bit chilly underneath. Oh, wasn't it great today? Wasn't it just lovely? Honestly, such a day. On such a night as this. Oh. Funny, I almost don't want to go back into the house. But anyway, I've done Wicklow Man bidding. I love him for that, you know, because I miss these nightly body of booze, in which I prove how silly my mind can be. I do like the look of that grass and the way the shadows fall across it. The grass was cut today. There's still bits of it lying around on top, so it's kind of, you've got strewn, mown grass on top, and light reflections. I suppose life is one big reflection anyway. Where did I put my keys? No, Rocky. Let's go in.